Look, sorry, I don't mean to laugh in your face, but I think the reason why you're concussed right now is because you did slip on that ketchup packet. Don't try to deny it. Look, it's funny, okay? I am sorry for laughing at you. It's just kind of funny seeing you. I don't know what the word is. Vulnerable, I guess? It's kind of weird and off-putting, but worry not. We're almost at the nurse's office and I can drop you off like the kids at the pool. That joke went right over your head. You really are messed up. Hello? Hello, we're here because of. Miss Nurse? Huh? She's not here. Is she in at all today? Nah, she has to be. The door's unlocked. Unless she forgot to lock it last night? I mean, she is the only one coming in and out. It's not like a major health risk or anything, as far as I can tell. You'll probably get prescribed ice and spanked back to class. And there's no actual drugs in here, except for aspirin and soothers for a sore throat. Snot-nosed kids spreading their germs everywhere. Blech. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. You just go and sit on the bed over there, all right? There you go, nice and easy. Hopefully, now that you're sitting, your pulse will slow down, and your blood pressure will calm down too. Oh, what? You surprised I know things? Didn't I tell you my mom was a nurse? Oh, must have forgotten. It's why I have to babysit my siblings all the dang time. I hardly get an evening to myself. That's why I went crazy and insisted you signed up to that after-school class with me last year when they offered it. It was not to get better grades. It was to get peace from those damn gremlins. Look, I love them, but I'm the big sister, not the second mom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just lie down. It's okay, you don't have to sit up anymore. You're grazed on the head, actually, like properly hurt. Are these cupboards locked? They aren't. Well, if the opportunity to follow my mother dear's footsteps hasn't appeared in my very hands. Now, where are those gloves? What? Don't give me that look. Would you rather bleed onto your nice white school shirt or have me mess around and try and patch you up? Your mom would probably be even more worried if you returned home all scuffed up. Good choice. Ah, here they are. Oh, these are always a nightmare, but I'll tell you a trick how to put these on. You blow into them, so like the finger things go all the way up. See? Perfect. Hole in one. First, you must always have a barrier between you and the patient. Ye shall never touch thy patient without thine latex between. All right, what's next? Oh, assess the patient. All right. Don't worry, I can just roll the chair over to you. You're already lying down, so I'm not gonna make you get up again, dum-dum. Yes. Dum-dum, actually, because you are the silly goober who cannot avoid comically small trip hazards. So, patient, what appears to be the problem? Oh, yes. I'm sorry to hear that you had an accident. Please, allow me to inspect you to see what the damage is. Just going to gently touch over the head. Oh dear, I see. Slightly grazed and actually inflamed. Possibly open to infection as well. Oh dear, I'm gonna need to clean that. I am being serious about that part. I'll bandage it up after I've cleaned it. And if I didn't misunderstand your incident, you bumped your head, which means I might actually have to perform a cranial nerve exam on you. I'm sure it won't be too impeaching on your time, dear client. Client? Are you a client? No, you're a patient. Dear patient. First thing I'm gonna do is fill this basin with water, and I'll mix in some hydrogen peroxide to completely sanitize the wound and eliminate any chance of infection. Yes, you are welcome. The head is actually a very sensitive part of the body. Not like that, jackass. It's right next to your brain, after all, so you don't want to, you know, cause any trouble for it. Kind of goes for your ears as well, actually. Any sign of issues with your ears, then please consult your doctor. Because I am just an unqualified nurse, so don't mind me. I'm just gonna go all around and try to pick up any bodily fluids. Bodily fluids. What? I never said I'd be professional. I haven't developed my bedside manners yet. Oh, you're flinching. It stings pretty badly, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you got a headache as well. I could give you some aspirin as well. What? You're gonna tell me you're the type of man that doesn't take medicines? Fine. Enjoy suffering for some weird reason. The water isn't too hot, right? so you're pretty relaxed, but I imagine your body's working overtime right now, doing the whole white blood cell response to the injury. Honestly, it's pretty fascinating nerding out about what the body does. It's a little creepy, too. Like, you have billions of little things in your body trying to keep you alive, and you never get to thank them. Maybe a good way to show appreciation is to do what you want in life. Sorry, I humanize things too much. What else is there? Oh, come on, we're not gonna get in trouble. And if she came in now, it means she literally isn't doing her job. She's getting dressing with flying colors. Okay, I'm gonna whisper a number in your ear. I want you to repeat it back out loud to me, alright?